Hello, 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 everyone. Thank you for tuning in. My name is Bilqis Ali, and I am an RN and Certified Director of Nursing and Administration. I am also the author of the Welcome to Long-Term Care Book 1 and 2, as well as the Welcome to Long-Term Care Companion Planner. So again, I thank you for joining me and hearing about our today's topic, which is going to be, of course, a little bit more on COVID vaccinations, as well as some infection prevention and control and updates that they have made on the CMS website that I really want to make sure you are informed so you can make sure that you are up to date on it as well. So the vaccinations, we are getting them. They're in the facilities. And what process do you have in place so that it can go as smoothly as possible? Okay, so we know that there is no such thing as perfect, but there is a such thing as preparation. Okay, so we want to be as prepared as possible with a plan. Okay, so that everyone can kind of feel like we know what we're doing in these facilities, right? So, you know, just make sure that you're looking at everything. The first time go around, I'm sure it's going to be a little bit overwhelming because this is something new. No one knows how the flow is going to go. I think the second time around, you might be more comfortable. But just with the first time going around, you know, when you are administering your vaccinations or whatever outside service you have, assessing the resident prior is just as important as assessing them after. Okay, so you want to make sure that you are assessing them. You want to make sure you document the location of the administration. It's just like you would do anything else in your facility, even if you were to be giving the flu administration. You know, you just want to make sure that, you know, you document everything. Okay, so you're going to be documenting the date, the time, the location, how the patient tolerated it, you know, how they were before and how they were after. Okay, so just keep that in mind when you are doing your vaccinations. Okay, and I wish everyone much success in this process. You know, this hopefully will be getting us, like I said before, on the right course to some type of normalcy. I know it will take a while. It is not going to happen overnight, but at least the process has started. Okay, so the other thing is I'm finally met an African-American woman who received the vaccination that I met personally. So she will be joining us next week, and we will be discussing her and her vaccination and what was her, how did she come up to, you know, accept the vaccination? You know, because like I said, everybody has their own rhyme or reason of why they want to accept it or not accept it. But I do know that statistics were saying that the African American population was among the ones who really didn't want to receive the vaccination. So now that I have met someone personally, not that I just observed, but I, you know, I've met this person, I know this person. And, you know, so I'm excited to have her on, as well as Kimberly, who was on this the talk show a couple weeks ago. We interviewed her, and so we'll be coming back because she is due to get her second dose this week. So I'll be having them on next week, so listen out for that. In regards to infection prevention and control, you can't have enough education on infection prevention and control. Okay, this is our new world. This is definitely how we're going to decrease the spread of disease. Okay, it's always been a big topic, but right now it is even a larger topic. Okay, so I can't, you know, stress enough on making sure you're donning and doffing, that you're watching, you know, hand washing, you know, that the staff have that they need, that they have the mask, the PPE, the bins, you know, just whatever it is to keep your residents and your staff safe. Remember, your staff have to go home to their families. They want to make it home safe to their families. So we need to protect them just as much as we protect our residents. Okay. The other thing is, you know, as much as you possibly can, and I know, trust me, I know we're in a staffing crisis, but really have those daily meetings and trying to focus on patterns for your staff assignments. this is such a major contributing factor when we have people floating throughout the units. If they go from a COVID unit to another unit, a non-COVID unit, so we want to try to limit that as much as possible. And I know we're in a crisis and, we have to do what we have to do, right? Because our residents have to get taken care of. I know that. But as much as you possibly can, really look at those assignments and try to keep them as much as you possibly can on one location. Even if they have to be on the same floor and migrate between one side to the next, it's better than that way than going up and down and side and side. So just really try to look at that when we are policing our staff. Okay, but I can't stress enough on the donning and doffing and hand washing and just making sure your staff are in the appropriate PPE. Okay. The other area that I wanted to talk about is if you haven't already, definitely visit the CMS website because they have a revision history for long-term care survey process and documents. Just make sure because they were had some changes that were going to affect. They actually started, several months ago, so just make sure that you have the most updated information. And I believe I put that out on one of my videos on infection prevention, and I updated it with all of the updated citations. So make sure you have that information. Of course, if you don't, you can email me, consultant@welcometolongtermcare.com, or, visit my website. And, because this is, we want to make sure we are prepared as we possibly can. Okay, so that was the only thing I really wanted to talk about on the long-term care survey process. And again, with the vaccinations, just make sure that you are assessing before and after. Okay, that's going to be very important. And, I thank you so much. I'm excited to hear from, my one nurse as well as Kim, who received her vaccination, so we can, just tune in. We're talking as everyday people on why not, receive the vaccinations. Okay, guys. So thank you so much for tuning in. Again, my name is Bilqis Ali. I am an RN and Certified Director of Nursing and Administration. Please visit my website, welcometolongtermcare.com, for all of your nursing needs. Subscribe to my email list as well as my blog list. And you can follow me on Instagram at welcometolongtermcare.com, as well as Facebook under Bilqis Ali. And again, if you have any questions or concerns, please feel free to reach out. I hope you have a wonderful day. Stay safe. And as always, mask up, guys. Talk to you soon.